we've been said and done. I think we're better off now, and I'm not the only one. The sights that were before my eyes were open, not at all. We'll never reach the beauty of the writing on the wall. So I'll pour myself yet another glass of wine.
My name is Leah. No, yeah, this is a Schmoovecast. This is sooner than I expected. I'm going to do a quick one. I'm going to talk about the TV for the week because I have watched a significant amount of TV this week and I want to share because I like to talk about television. I've got two lazy dogs here at my house. I've got Flashy and Denny. Yeah. And we're all just being lazy up here. Just laying around like dorks. But that's cool, because that's how we roll. Anyway. So, first off, I want to start off with a really interesting coincidence. I watched this... Oh, it was really good. This cute little movie... This movie called Die, Mommy, Die, which I had heard about, you know, whenever it came out. I had heard that it was just cheesy and campy and fun. And I like cheesy, campy, and fun. So, yesterday when I was perusing the on-demand offerings, I noticed that not only was it there, but that it was close to being off. Like they were going to take it away soon. So I decided to watch it. And I enjoyed it, of course. It was fantastic. It was so campy. But here's the interesting thing. I emailed my friend. So I emailed my friend, Dr. Gay, the Southern expat, about seeing this movie and that it was cute and all that jazz. And hang on a second. And interestingly enough, he had gone to a movie night at a pal's house of his. And what did they watch? They watched Die, Mommy, Die. Can you believe that? Isn't that fascinating? So, coincidences. Interesting. Hang on. I'm going to have to stop this for a minute. Okay, I'm back. So, interestingly enough, he watched the same movie at a friend's house. Ha ha. Interesting. So, anyway, it's a great little movie. It's got Jason Priestley in it, and his character is fantastic. I mean, Charles Bush plays Angela Arden, the singer. And just, oh man, just great. Fantastic movie. So, if you get a chance, see Die, Mommy, Die. That's not my official recommendation of the week, but I definitely think you need to see it. In addition, I watched this fabulous little documentary about the girl, the word slut, and it caused me to have a crazy dream last night that I'm at Crafty Night, and we're all talking about words, and somebody says how offensive the word cunt is, and in my dream I say, well, I just watched this documentary about the word slut, and anyway... Can you hear that? That is my neighbor's bass. They're playing their music so loud. But at any rate, I'm starving. I'm hungry. I was supposed to go to dinner with my family and didn't work out. I was supposed to go later tonight for supper, which you may call dinner. The evening meal I will have at my parents' house. So let me talk about the Project Runways for just a minute because I cannot believe Nick got kicked off over Santino. Santino, for those of you who don't watch the show, they have these designers. Each week they're given a different project, and each week one of them's kicked off and or out, eliminated. And this week's challenge was they were to design for another designer. So each of them had another designer. And this character, Santino, designs this crazy futuristic jumpsuit that is just absolutely atrocious. There's no way. No effing way. Meanwhile, Nick designs this suit, which he picked the wrong fabric, and it puckers a little bit. But, I don't know, the suit kind of fit, kind of looked right on the guy, though it was ill-fitting. I mean, not ill-fitting, but ill-sewn because of the fabric. But, anyway, I liked it, But Santino's jumpsuit was literally glued to the girl who was wearing it. I couldn't, I just crazy. Anyway, so Nick gets eliminated. Now, for those of you who don't follow the show, Nick won for the Barbie challenge, the Mycene Barbie challenge, and he designed a Barbie outfit that, and they actually sold the Barbie with the outfit on, and I actually bought it, and I love it. So, Project Runway. And I found a videotape where I had taped the show, for those of you who know MTV, like millions of years ago, meaning 3 or 4, they had this show called Sorority Life, where they followed a sorority and 6 girls as they went through Rush. And so I taped the first season because I had a friend who I thought would be interested in it. And sure enough, it hit a little too close to home for her, and I do apologize. But I found this tape, and apparently I still have it. So I watched it, and oh my gosh, I am such a loser for having this on tape, but I do. I just forgot I had it, y'all. Anyway, so it's like a blast from the past. It's more interesting to watch for the commercials because I love older commercials, even though they're only, 3 or 4 years old. But anyway, so that's my television. And so now I'm going to move on. My friend, Dr. Gay, the Southern expat, as I've mentioned in previous shows, I text messaged him and asked him for topics, and he sent me a laundry list of topics that are crazy. And so I want to go ahead and go through them real quick, if that's cool with y'all. So the first subjects were death and funerals. Now, I went through that recently, and I don't really care to go through that again because I got a little emotional on that one, but I will go through the other list. So, first on the list, family dynamics. Well, family dynamics are different for every family, as we all know. It's interesting to get used to one family's dynamics and just how people deal with things. My family were really open, and I guess it's the old 12-step group thing that my family's been through, but we're very open and we share and we say, if you're pissing me off, you're pissing me off, and I'm gonna go off and do my own thing. If we're all hanging out and we're getting annoyed with each other, we'll say it and then we're out of there. So, yeah, so family dynamics. It's interesting to see how families react, and I think my family shares too much, but I recently was around a family that just doesn't share anything. They just try to brush it under the table, and I don't know, it's the polar opposite of my family, so it's also difficult to deal with. But okay. So the next topic was Green Hills, for those of you who don't live in the middle central Tennessee area. There's an area called Green Hills, and they've got a mall, and it's a fancy mall. They got fancy stores. They've got the Coach store there. They're getting a Louis Vuitton and a Tiffany. To affect a cheesy fake French accent. So it's getting all upscale. It's getting all classy. They've got a cheesecake factory, which everybody's just all a Twitter about, which I don't get. I mean, I'm sure it's delicious. They've got a giant menu, but I don't know. No food is worth waiting 3 hours for, you know what I mean? Although I like fondue, which is a 3-hour dining experience. Okay. So, Green Hills. It's a mall. They got a good movie theater there too. And it's kind of a ritzy thing. I think Reese Witherspoon. Witherspoon's family lives there. Her mother and father. Her mother, the nurse. Her father, the doctor. I believe they live in Green Hills. It's fancy. I would like to live in Green Hills because it's, fancy without being cheesy. They've got a great bookstore, the independent bookstore, which has 3 locations. So, next on my list is anorexia. Which is something I have absolutely no experience with. I have to be honest with you. I am a chubbette, and I've always been a chubbette. Even though I've lost a significant amount of weight, I'm still chubby, still fat, as you might say. And so anorexia, yeah, no, I don't get it. I don't see how you can just not eat. You know what I mean? And I guess that's why it's a psychological disorder, because I don't know. And the whole body dysmorphia thing just kills me. And I've had it. I had it pretty bad when I was overweight, the opposite of the way some people have it, like especially anorexics. I had the, where I thought I was well over 200 pounds, and I thought, oh, I look so good. I look so pretty. When I would look at an outfit, I would imagine myself in it. And it was always way different from the outcome. But I definitely had a better sense of self-worth when I was overweight, like obese, like grotesquely overweight. Definitely. So, and then and on top of this anorexia thing, let's talk about this whole thing, this thing that these girls have where they, it's this anorexia pride or Anna pride or something. I've read about it recently where they wear certain bracelets to indicate that they are anorexic so other anorexics can spot them in a crowd. And then just recently on one of my favorite websites, they had a picture of Nicole Richie wearing one of these bracelets. Or maybe it was a Kabbalah string. Who knows? So, I don't know. It just scares me that that's even out there. You know? That girls are so proud of the fact that they don't eat. And I gotta be honest with you, anorexia ain't sexy. It is not. Being thin is nice. Being fit is nice. Being where you can see your ribs through the back is disgusting. So, I don't care if you're naturally skinny. I don't care if you've got a high metabolism. Nobody's metabolism is so high that they can eat all they want and their ribs stick out the back. You know, there's, no, I don't care. I don't care how your metabolism is. I don't care. It's not possible. My mother had extremely high metabolism back in the day, and she didn't have ribs sticking out her back. She was a size 6, 5'11 model. But I don't, it's just, I can't understand it. Anorexia is something I've never understood. I don't understand. I don't know, but that's why it's a psychological disorder. I'm sure there's some people who don't understand depression, and I'm sure there's some people who don't understand why I can't get over my ex-boyfriend. But that's the way it goes, you know? That's life. Everybody's got their own psychological crap to deal with, and that's mine. I'm saddled with the depression. Anyway. So, moving on. Body image. I think I just talked about that a little bit. Body image. I'm in terrible shape right now, but damn it if I don't love me. I'm kidding. I don't love me. But anyway, next topic, gay marriage. Well, okay. Here's what I say. I think that certain conservative groups have latched on to gay marriage inappropriately. I think there are much worse things to be worrying about right now. You know, we've got a war, we've got young men dying, we've got young men being taken advantage of and going off to war and dying. And a lot of them don't agree with it. And I know the whole point of the army is when you join, you never know what's going to happen, but you're in the army. Whether you like it or not. I mean, when you join the army, there's a certain knowledge that you're going to be called. I mean, it may not happen. You may not ever be called. And hopefully we will one day live in a society where a man can join the army as a 18-year-old and never see action in a war. But that would be a lovely, lovely, lovely life, lovely society. But unfortunately, that's not the way it is right now. So, anyway, I think the religious right has jumped on this gay marriage thing as a smokescreen, as a way to distract people from the real issues. There are real issues out there. Gay marriage, you know what? If you meet the person you love, male, female, go for it. You know, don't tell somebody their love's not right because they fall in love with someone that you don't feel is correct, and you're wrong, because, ugh, you're wrong. I'm just saying you're wrong. Sorry, hate to put it that way, but So my official stance and the official stance of the Schmoovecast is legalize gay marriage. I see no reason why it shouldn't be legal. That's what I say. And I say let's focus on some issues that are, you know, less cut and dried. Legalize gay marriage and, okay. Single mothers, well, it's got to be rough for them, you know. Being a single mom, it's got to be rough. And that's about all I have to say about that. And as Jill Connor Brown says, be particular. Be particular. Okay. So moving on. Passivity. I don't know if you mean, Dr. Jean, you can tell me. If you mean politically or like just the way people react to things passively. I think you may mean the way people react to things is what I'm thinking you're going for. And I think you gotta, there's a fine line between just letting it all out and just saying, I hate it. I hate you. I hate it all. But, and just letting it stew and stew and stew. I think there's a fine line that you gotta walk there. You gotta know when to hold them. Know when to fold them. Know when to walk away. And know when to run. So, okay. Enough of the gambler. Retail sales lady. Well, you know, if you don't want to work in retail, there's a certain lady at a certain mall, at a certain lingerie store, who drives me... Flashy is snoring. It's cute. Okay, so there's a certain lady who works at a certain lingerie store in a certain mall who I cannot friggin' stand, and it's because she is such a filthy bitch. And she is probably management, judging by lots of factors. I believe that she is management at this certain lingerie establishment. And you know what, lady? If you hate working in lingerie, if you hate working in management so much, get the hell out of that store, because I'm sick of your attitude. Every time I come in, I end up somehow in your line at your register, and you treat me like shit. So, you know, quit. You. And you know who you are. You're not listening to this. Nobody's listening to this except me and Dr. G. So, stationery, and that's stationery with an E. I think that the art of writing letters is coming to an end, and it's sad because I like to write letters. And I have so much stationery in my house from my letter writing days. I like email and all, but it's just not the same. So write a letter. Write one right now. I want you to go get a piece of paper and a pen and write a letter. Do it. Write me a letter. A real letter. Next one is French fries. I like them. They're delicious. I prefer steak fries. And last night I had a dream that I had some steak fries and some hummus, and I was dipping the steak fries in the hummus, and it was delicious. The whole time I'm having this dream where I'm talking about cunt versus slut, and which is more offensive. And so I was, anyway, dipping French fries on hummus was part of my dream. It was weird. Let me talk about this for a minute. I have not had a good night's sleep in a while. And by that, I mean dreamless sleep. And I don't mean totally dreamless sleep, but I mean the sleep that I've been getting and the dreams I've been having have been so active that they leave me feeling tired. You know, it's like, I just don't feel I'm getting a good enough night's sleep because my dreams are so crazy. So, I don't know, maybe it's time to turn to the benzos. As much as I hate to take the medications, trying to get off every medication I'm on right now and just see how I do for a few months. You know, just commune with nature and use the healing powers of the universe. And, yeah, get back to an even keel with that. So, my next topic I have here on my list is overbear. I think Dr. G, this is where your text message got cut off. Maybe you meant overbearing people, but your message got cut off, and so all it says is overbearing. And if you can hear my stomach growl, because the mic's kind of close to my stomach too, yeah, it means I'm hungry. I'm going to go make some pasta in a few minutes. So, overbear, I'll take this opportunity to talk about the country bears. As in the Country Bear Jamboree. I love it. I love the Country Bear Jamboree. They don't have it in California anymore because it was such a hit. This is the thing about the Country Bears. It was such a hit in Florida. and it came to Florida, Walt Disney World first. Country Bears, okay, Country Bear Jamboree is an attraction at Walt Disney World. And it was originally designed for a park in California, but the park went under, so they sold it to Disney, and Disney put it in at the Florida park. And it was such a hit, this Country Bear Jamboree, that they decided to put it in California. And not just put it in California, but put in two theaters in California. They thought it was going to be a huge hit. Of course, people in California, people going to Disneyland are different from the people who go to Disney World. I know people go to both, but it's just a different cultural thing there. Disney World versus Disneyland. And so it didn't quite take off there. So they closed the Disneyland building and put in a Winnie the Pooh ride. But they kept the busts. And there's some discussion on one of the Disney podcasts, and I can't remember because I listened to so many, but I want to say it's a Park Hopping Podcast, but you can check it out for yourself. It's Park Hopping Podcast is actually excellent, so if it's not that one, it's still worth checking out. And so Country Bear Jamboree, then they made a movie called The Country Bears, which I still haven't seen, but I'm totally cool with having not seen it. You know, I don't know if I'd dig it, but I think Walken's in it, and I like Walken. So that's it for this podcast. I was supposed to go to lunch with my family, but they backed out, I guess. And my Girl Scout cookies are here, so I'm going to go get those tonight. I'm going to go to my mom and dad's and get my Girl Scout cookies. I'm so excited because I ate the last of my Thin Mints from last year. I think it was last week. So I thought, oh, it's going to be Valentine's Day, and I can't have Girl Scout cookies. I'm going to be sad because I'm so lonely and I need a Valentine. So now I've got Girl Scout cookies. Although I do have some of those lemon coolers from last year, but I don't really want those. You know, it's like when you want to eat away the Valentine's Day pain, you want chocolate and delicious. And the lemon coolers are delicious, but they're not chocolate. Ooh! So, anyway, y'all have a good couple days. I'm going to do a Valentine's Day show. I'm going to talk about love and stuff. I want to talk about my neighbor, and I want to talk about my experiences. And love. You know what would make me so happy is to see Miss Richfield do her routine to L-O-V-E, and that would make me so happy on Valentine's Day, but I won't see that. So, anyway, so my website is www.schmovenet.com/podcast. Email is Comanche, Comanche, @gmail.com. The song is from podmusic.podshow.com, I think. All of a sudden, I've blanked out. And the song is Glass of Wine by the New Autonomous Folk Singers. You know, listen to them. They're pretty good. Dig them. So, y'all have a fantastic day. Have a fantastic week. I'll post on Tuesday, if not sooner. I am off work the next 2 days, so I'm going to go shop and buy some stuff. Shop to cover my Valentine's Day loneliness pain. So, God bless y'all. It's Sunday. You know, pray to the deity of your choice. Or whatever. So, bye.